This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Philadelphia has many community-based arts organizations. The Asian Arts Initiative is one of them. Follow me, and I'll tell you more about it. It's here at 12th and Vine Streets, and depending on your perspective, it's the gateway or back door to Philadelphia's Chinatown. This neighborhood is also referred to as Callow Hill. It sports new lofts and condominiums and the evolving rail park. Asian Arts Initiative is a meeting place and support system for artists and others who are eager to shape cultural and civic identity. And it has a new leader, Anne Ishii. Ishii has shaped culture as a publisher, book promoter, and writer. She lives part-time in New York and grew up outside of Los Angeles, where cultural, racial, and economic circumstances influenced her. She's the daughter of a Japanese father and Korean mother. I learned a lot about Ishii during a conversation in her office here, including the story of her coming of age at the time of the Rodney King verdict in the early 90s.
My father had a factory in Compton when the riots broke out after the verdict was announced. So I grew up in L.A. during a time when, you know, there was this weird conflux of conflict between not just Asians and the rest of America, but specifically Koreans and Blacks, and then between the Japanese sort of economic sector and the American economic sector. So, you know, this is circa Toyota taking over market share of Ford, and then everybody saying, you know, that the Japanese were taking the jobs. And we experienced a lot of that sort of hate sentiment as a family, just a lot of just really terrible things yelled at us and signs everywhere, which feels kind of surreal to look back on, because of course now I've spent the last 15 years marketing Japanese pop culture and Americans can't get enough of it. So it's really surreal to me to see, you know, like literally going from being bullied specifically for being Japanese in the 80s to now being borderline fetishized.
Well, I was looking up also Asian Arts Initiative opened its doors 25 years ago, right after the Rodney King verdict in Los Angeles. So white police officers beating the heck out of Rodney King, and people can Google up the story if they're not familiar. Maybe some of our younger listeners are not, but AAI starts right after that time period, which was pivotal to your life. It's very interesting symmetry.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not lost on me at all. It's really sad to me when I think about where the police state is in terms of social justice issues. You know, grainy video footage of a Black man getting beat up feels almost kind of quaint compared to being, you know, bulleted, gunned down. It's really astonishing. So I think about what this means as it provokes more movement and more social activity, more art practice. And I actually resent being told that, like, bad times will create better art, you know, that this is a really motivating time, inspirational time. I'd much rather have peace and, you know, no police violence. It is a very strange symmetry. Yeah, just witnessing that chaos up front and then working with an organization that came out of that rubble.
I've always viewed the Asian Arts Initiative as an arts arm and social motivator, or sometimes the social motivates the art.
I think the thing about the arts, and especially in the Asian American community or in the Asian diaspora, it's hard to understand the significance of something that doesn't feel as obvious as like science and technology. I think stereotypically, for better or for worse, I think in the Asian communities, it's not really viewed as a priority to hone your artistic temperament or your practice. I'm hoping that the community finds that these are really important ways that we grow as people, but also that it contributes significantly to how we contribute to the social fabric and the community.
And are you getting a chance to get to know the community that you're going to be representing? This area is gentrifying.
No, absolutely. Coming in, I had no idea that I was going to be dropped in the middle of this really robust conversation about what it means for this neighborhood to change and whether the growth is good or bad. We hear gentrification and we know that that's a negative signifier, but we hear words like development and improvement, and those are supposed to mean good things too, but it's nuanced. It's a little more complicated than just let's build you know, parks and housing. It has to be affordable and accessible. So those are things that I'm definitely paying attention to.
I see your role as director of this program as being a civil rights leader.
maybe one day.
Well, we were just talking about the theme at Asian Arts Initiative. A lot of the programming coming up is under the theme of labor, and they're all wonderful eclectic events. And then, I don't know, I mean, it ties in with your state of being at the moment. You are pregnant, it's your first child, and there will be some laboring going on.
And it didn't come together to me until you just said it right now, actually. I'll cap off the whole season by going into labor myself.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.